You know, kids, I don't know whether Uncle Steve is on to me or not.
Jerry, I've got a hunch.
What sort of a hunch, Wally?
I can feel it coming on.
Well, what is it?
The very first thing you know, Uncle Steve will be wanting me to marry you.
Oh, Wally, and then I'll lose you. Wait, I thought of something.
But Jerry, you've done everything you could think of.
No, I've done everything I did, but not everything I can think of. When I get through with him tonight, he'll think I'm wild, all right. And he'll bless little Vi when she takes you away from me.
Beth.
Now run along, kid. Leave me alone with him and don't come back for an hour. Hurry up. Goodbye. Hurry.
We've been making whoopee all night through. I've been making whoopee, so have you. Now it's time for counting sheep. Time to get a little sleep. So go to bed. The clock in the steeple has said good night. Go to bed. It's time for good people to slumber tight. When you're under the covers and you dream of your lovers, dream of me, and I'll dream of you when I go to bed.
About time you went back to Mabel. She's probably looking for you.
No, I am darned if I will. This is the first peaceful moment I've had all evening.
Whee!
Oh.
I told you so.
Whee! Have you been hiding from your little Mabel?
Mabel, Jim has been telling me how utterly lonesome he's been without you.
Oh.
And he's also confided to me that he wants to give you a little present.
Oh, sweetie. I couldn't let you do that. Boy, you've already been so generous. What is it, a diamond necklace? Now, don't you dare give me a diamond necklace.
I'm trying to restrain myself.
Oh, I know what it is. A nice little bitty automobile.
What about 4 or 5 yachts?
Nope, I always get seasick. But a car. Oh, not one of those great big foreign cars. Just a simple little Lincoln. Something very cheap. Maybe purple with ducky green wheels. And of course, I need a chauffeur.
Now, Mabel, please wait a moment.
I tell you what let's do.
What?
More fun, sweetie. Let's take a car and drive down to Automobile Row and Window Shop. And if we see anything we like, we'll buy it in the morning.
No. I'm sleepy and I want to go to bed.
Come on, the fresh air will do you.
No, I don't want to go window shopping, no. In fact, I can't afford to buy you a car.
Oh, yes, you can.
No, I cannot.
Oh, yes, you can.
No, I... Oh, what's the use? Mabel, don't you see? It would hurt your reputation if I were to buy you a car.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
People would talk, wouldn't they, sweetie?
Well, of course. You see, a man doesn't buy a girl a car unless he's engaged or married or something.
Oh, sweetie, you're so nosy.
No, I'm not. Oh, no. you have nothing in handwriting. Oh. You have no witnesses.
Sweetie, propose. Sweetie, propose.
Mabel, please, Mabel, do be sensible, will you?
Oh, I wonder if Rover takes you.
Eh?
Oh, I could never marry a man that Rover didn't like. But my sister takes to you.
Oh, yes, I forgot all about your sister.
Oh, don't you remember, sweetie? We're twins. Aren't you glad? If anything happens to me, you'll always have her.
Please, Mabel, don't lock me about.
Come on, let's go.
No, I won't go.
Come on.
I don't want to go window shopping.
You're going window shopping.
I want to go to bed.
You're not going to bed.
I want to
put
to
your head on and take me down and buy me a nice little automobile.
I will not.
Come on and buy me an automobile. Come on.
Okay.
Please buy me a great big automobile.
Oh, please buy me an automobile. Oh. A nice big automobile.
Leaving so early?
Yes, I'm a little tired. I guess I'll be trotting home.
I won't let you go. I want you to stay. I want to talk to you about something.
Of course, if I can be of any help to you.
That's just it. I need your advice. I'll tell you what to do. You go now. I'll get rid of the others. Then you come back in about 15 minutes. Oh, alone.
All right.
I say, Jerry, dear, it's been a perfectly charming party. One seldom sees quite this sort of thing in jolly old London, does one?
I'll bet all the tea in China you ain't never seen London.
Topsy, dear, don't say ain't. And, darling, don't be any more vulgar than you can help. Furthermore, remember, I'm teaching you to ride at 10 tomorrow morning.
I still don't want to go home. Too early.
Out with you, Topsy. Remember, even if you didn't have to ride in the morning, we've got a rehearsal at noon.
Charming affair. Enjoyed it no end, old fruit.
So glad. Good night.
Au revoir.
Good night.